North Korea has fired three short-range missiles in defiance of international sanctions. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, South Korea has strengthened its surveillance posture.
North Korea launched two guided missiles this morning and a third in the afternoon, according to South Korea's defense ministry. All landed in waters off the eastern coast of the Korean peninsula. This comes at a time when tensions had been ebbing following months of escalating threats, including nuclear strikes. Pyongyang has recently withdrawn two mid-range missiles, which had been poised for firing on the country's east coast. The last time such short-range missiles were fired was just 2 months ago, in March. This latest launch comes just after the United Nations issued a report saying international sanctions are reining in the development of North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
The Bureau of Land Management has announced recreational restrictions on federal land in Arizona. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports, officials are predicting a dangerous summer for wildfires.
The BLM has protected 2.5 million acres in western Arizona and southeastern California that border the Colorado River. So far, the agency hasn't closed any recreational areas, but it has imposed severe restrictions on smoking and campfires. A mild winter is combined with low spring precipitation levels to leave vegetation dry and prone to fire, especially as daytime high temperatures reach the triple digits and the summertime winds begin to pick up. A good portion of the desert Southwest, including Arizona, California, New Mexico, and parts of Texas, are at moderate risk of fire right now, according to the National Interagency Fire Center, which monitors wildfire conditions. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.